This is the third annual DC Africa Festival that we continue a burgeoning tradition of showcasing and highlighting African culture here in the District of Columbia. This year's theme is Building One City, showcasing Africa's history, heritage, and interconnectedness. And it's set to take place this Saturday, September 29th.
What are some of the highlights of this year's festival? What's new this year that maybe you didn't have in the last couple years?
So this year we have a wellness pavilion where we're really encouraging all of our attendees to get out on their feet and move. They'll be able to learn fun African culture centered exercises and practices that encourage healthy lifestyle, how to cook African meals, explore ingredients in African dishes, and really get a lot of information about wellness and health services right here in the District of Columbia. Additionally, we'll have free blood testing and new healthy recipes and a fun workout routine, so we're really excited about that section. Secondly, we have an African culture section, which is a unique part of the festival where we'll showcase the different cultures from the continent of Africa. And of course, we have a community fashion show this year where we're encourage people to participate and really come on stage and speak about their fashions, the root of the things that they're wearing in terms of country of origin and what inspired them to wear it, and just tell us a little bit about their looks that they're actually wearing. So we'll be picking people from the audience to actually come on stage and do that.
So could you give me details about the demographics of African immigrants in D.C.?
So the demographics of African immigrants in D.C. is always highly debated. According to the American Community Survey, the U.S. Census Bureau survey, that number lies between 14,000 and 16,000 foreign-born African immigrants right here in the District of Columbia. However, I always have to mention in the same breath that that is typically debated as an undercount, simply because the African immigrant constituency is not, the demographics are not disaggregated from the Black or African American constituency. So sometimes the actual count can be lost in that homogenous kind of a categorization. And that number balloons to about 150,000 when you take into account the larger D.C. metropolitan area. Now, the top countries of origins is Ethiopia, and that's actually followed by Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, Eritrea, Egypt, Somalia, Sudan, Liberia, Guinea, are all the top 10 sending countries.
What is D.C.'s special relationship to the African immigrant community?
This year, in September, the mayor, Mayor Vincent C. Gray, proclaimed September as African Heritage Month here in the District of Columbia. So we've joined other jurisdictions around the nation in actually using this month to really commemorate and highlight African culture, history, and heritage here in the District of Columbia. So I think by mere kind of concentration of the number of African immigrants that are right here in D.C. And in the larger D.C. metropolitan area, it's only second to the larger New York metropolitan area. That special relationship exists because it's only the second largest concentration of Africans in the nation is right here in the District of Columbia and the larger D.C. metropolitan area.